This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Presidential debate number two comes on Sunday night, Washington University in St. Louis, a town hall format this time. Questions from the audience. So it's anybody's guess what the questions are going to be. But it's a safe bet that in one or more of the answers, you'll hear Donald Trump saying something about his business prowess and how that would be an advantage for him in running the government. Trump is not the first candidate to run on his business record. Probably won't be the last. But the results have been thoroughly mixed through history. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
Not everyone thinks Donald Trump is the quintessential businessman. Be that as it may, he is running on his business record. There's a plus side to doing that and a minus side. Let's get the plus side from Princeton presidential historian Julian Zelizer.
There is a sense for many Americans that politicians and government is inefficient. There is a belief, whether it's right or wrong, that in the private sector, you can't do that. So someone successful must be able to move forward on difficult issues.
Zelizer says Herbert Hoover ran for president on his business record. George W. Bush talked about bringing his private sector decision-making to government.
Small oil person.
Even Jimmy Carter talked up his business bona fides.
To put our people back to work.
And again, Zelizer says Carter used that to connect to small business owners.
And he used his business record to root himself in small business America, in rural America.
But Carter, Bush, and even Hoover also had political records to run on. Zelizer says Donald Trump is unusual in that he's only running on his business experience. Even Mitt Romney was a governor. And that brings us to the minus side of running for president as a business person. It can be really hard to explain business decisions to voters. So says J.W. Verrett, a former advisor to Romney, now a senior scholar with the Mercatus Center.
This is, I think, what goes to the heart of the difficulty of being a business person running for office is that in the short term, there's often just an ugly side to business.
And that can turn voters off. For example, Romney's firm, Bain Capital, was criticized for closing companies and laying off workers. In this campaign, Donald Trump has similar problems. Running on a business record is hard. At a bar in downtown Washington, people watch the first debate like it was a football game. Listen to how they react when Hillary Clinton accuses Trump of benefiting from the recession and housing collapse.
Well, it did collapse.
That's called business, but
9 million people. 9 million people lost their jobs.
If you didn't catch that, Trump said, quote, "That's called business, by the way."
It's a hustle, really.
That's how it sounds to Brandon Brokaw. He watched the debate out on the bar's quieter patio. He's a waiter in Washington, far from Trump's universe.
In his world, they kind of normalize these hustles. You know, people with a lot of money tend to use their wealth as a way to get other people to buy into the BS, so to speak.
Brokaw is voting for Clinton. But back in the noisy bar, even a Trump supporter, Mark Egan, told me he wishes Trump would stop talking about how rich he is.
Yeah, him talking about his personal stuff is just totally not the right move. He needs to stop doing that.
Egan wants Trump to tell us how his success would make everyone successful if he's elected. That's right in line with what Craig Garthwaite told me. He teaches at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management.
We often say we want, like, a good business person to come run government. The job of government is not to maximize profits, and therefore things that make you a good business person might not make a good elected official.
And that's a problem if you don't have a political record to run on. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.